USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Black Lives Matter is protesting outside of the Kenosha, Wisconsin courthouse as jurors sequester to decide the fate of teen shooter Kyle Rittenhouse. BLM activists threaten violence if the verdict does not find the teen guilty. Around 500 National Guard soldiers are on standby in Kenosha in preparation for a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case this week as they prepare for possible large protests. Judge Bruce Schroeder retired the jury for the evening around 5:50 p.m. Central Time after the first day of deliberations in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. They will report back to the courthouse on Wednesday morning to resume deliberations at 9 a.m. Central Time. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Coronavirus cases are rising again, albeit slowly. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president and the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, spoke with Ted Koppel on CBS Sunday morning. Dr. Fauci told Koppel that there is a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety.
This misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. That, to me, is one of the things that I think went awry in all of this.
U.S. Navy sailors who refuse to comply with the coronavirus vaccine mandate will be discharged and could face other administrative actions. U.S. Navy policy is to process for separation all Navy service members who refuse the lawful order to receive the COVID-19 vaccination and do not have an approved exemption, the Navy said in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Pennsylvania Republican Representative Dan Muser on Biden's social spending bill.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden Monday is being attached by Democrats to another $4 trillion in additional spending through President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better legislation. Republican Congressman Representative Dan Muser from Pennsylvania on Newsmax Monday.
You know, last year we spent $5.6 trillion for recovery and relief and for a vaccine. This year, if the Democrats have their way, they're going to spend more than that. This year alone, $6 trillion, maybe even $7 trillion. Look, I helped actually design the T&I bill, the infrastructure bill. It was far from perfect, but it was okay. But when something's attached to an additional, completely dependent, attached to a $4 trillion additional spend, that made it completely unacceptable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration conveyed its intention Monday to pause new oil and gas drilling for 20 years within a 10-mile radius of the Chaco Canyon National Historical Park, which already prohibits oil and gas drilling within its borders. Drawing objections from the 24th Navajo Nation Council, which represents allottees of oil and gas leasing within the perimeter and which favors a 5-mile protective radius instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.